State officials are relocating some Juneau jobs to Anchorage or Fairbanks when they fail to fill job openings advertised for the capital city. Information technology positions are among those that have been moved away from Juneau. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Administration Commissioner Annette Kreitzer says the state is having difficulty filling some of its openings in the capital city. When that happens, she says she makes sure hiring managers have recruited statewide and nationwide for the position and that they've removed any unnecessary requirements from the listed job qualifications.
If we've done all of those things and we still cannot fill the position in Juneau and the work still needs to be done, then I, in my department, will have to move that job to a location where we can fill the position.
Does that translate into Anchorage or?
It could be Anchorage. It could be Fairbanks. It depends on what makes sense, you know, where the person can be supervised appropriately.
Kreitzer says not all jobs, only mission-critical jobs, fall under this policy. Juneau officials and lawmakers are upset that the Palin administration has a policy in place that moves any jobs away from the capital city. Assemblyman Bob Dahl says problems hiring state workers reflect the wages and benefits being offered.
I think all of those go in to make up the attractiveness or the lack of it, as the case may be, of state positions in Juneau. And I think that the unattractiveness of those is not a healthy condition for Juneau and I think needs to be reversed.
Dahl learned of the policy to move unfilled job openings away from Juneau after his wife, Representative Andrea Dahl, discussed it with Commissioner Kreitzer. Kreitzer says she's well aware of the Juneau delegation's concerns about losing jobs.
But if the work is that important and it needs to be done, then it needs to be done. And I'm not going to be able to let a position sit vacant for some unspecified period of time. I move positions very reluctantly. I'm not in a rush to do that.
Kreitzer, who works in Juneau, says she's been taking this approach since she became commissioner a year and a half ago, but she says she's aware of only a small number of jobs that have been relocated.
In terms of ones that have gotten my attention directly, there have been very few, I think probably five. But in terms of positions that have been moved statewide and with all departments in Juneau, I do not know.
Jim Duncan with the Alaska State Employees Association in Anchorage says the state has a hard time recruiting employees because its retirement benefits have dwindled and its wages haven't kept up with inflation.
Changing a location doesn't address the real root of the problem. In fact, it probably causes even a greater difficulty because at some point they're going to have central government relocated completely out of Juneau. So I'm very concerned about this and don't believe that this is a process that the commissioner needs to follow.
The state's current wage scales put Juneau at a bit of a disadvantage in competing with other Alaskan cities for state workers. The state increases its salaries in Fairbanks and in some rural locations to account for the higher cost of living there. But it does not do so in the capital city. The Juneau Economic Development Council says the cost of living was about 7% higher in Juneau than in Anchorage last year. Juneau's cost of living was also slightly higher than Fairbanks. Kreitzer says the state is currently seeking proposals for an economic study so it can update its regional cost of living adjustments for the first time in more than a decade. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.